Chapter 17. Arthur Jameson was tidying up his mahogany desk when an aide knocked on the open door of his office and walked in. The spacious but conservatively decorated office of the Natural Resources Minister commanded an impressive view of Ottawa from its 21st floor perch in the Sir William Logan Building, and the aide couldn't help but peek out the window as he approached the minister's desk. Seated in a high-back leather chair, Jameson peered from the aide to an antique grandfather clock that was ticking toward 4 o'clock. Hopes of escaping the bureaucracy early vanished with the aide's approaching footsteps. "Yes, Stephen," the minister said, welcoming the 20-something aide who faintly resembled Jim Carrey. "What do you have to sour my weekend?" "Don't worry, sir. No environmental disasters of note," the aide smiled. "Just a brief report from the Pacific Forestry Center in British Columbia that I thought you should take a look at. One of our field ecologists has reported unusually high levels of acidity in the waters off Kitimat." "Kitimat, you say?" the minister asked, suddenly stiffening. "Yes. You were just there visiting a carbon waste facility, weren't you?" Jameson nodded as he grabbed the file and quickly scanned the report. He visibly relaxed after studying a small map of the area. "The results were found some 60 miles from Kitimat, along the Inside Passage. There are no industrial facilities anywhere near that area. It was probably an error in the sampling. You know how we get false reports all the time," he said with a reassuring look. He calmly closed the file and slid it to the side of his desk without interest. "Shouldn't we call the BC office and have them resample the water?" Jameson exhaled slowly. "Yes. That would be the prudent thing to do," he said quietly. "Call them on Monday and request another test. No sense in getting excited unless they can duplicate the results." The aide nodded in consent but stood rooted in front of the desk. Jameson gave him a fatherly look. "Why don't you clear out of here, Stephen? Go take that fiancée of yours out to dinner. I hear there's a great new bistro that just opened on the riverfront." "You don't pay me enough to dine there," the aide grinned. "But I'll take you up on the early exit. Have a great weekend, sir, and I'll see you on Monday." Jameson watched the aide leave his office and waited as the sound of his footsteps faded down the hallway. Then he grabbed the file and read through the report details. The acidity results didn't appear to have any correlation to Goyette's facility, but a feeling in Jameson's stomach told him otherwise. He was in too deep to get crossways with Goyette now, he thought, as the instinct for self-preservation took over. He picked up the telephone and quickly punched a number by memory, grinding his teeth in anxiety as the line rang 3 times. A woman's voice finally answered, her tone feminine but efficient.
"Terra Green Industries, may I help you?"
"Resources Minister Jameson," he replied brusquely. "Calling for Mitchell Goyette."